Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
When did you get the news and what was your reaction when you
got it? Yesterday morning. Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah, yesterday morning. That's when I got the news from Josh. You know, he talked to all the quarterbacks and, yeah.
Strip away just everything else around it. I'm sure this has been a dream of yours for a long time to be a starter in the NFL. What's this opportunity mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you dream of playing in the NFL, you know, as a kid, and to start a game, you know, in the NFL, it's a, you know, dream come true. But at the same time, I've been preparing, you know, since my rookie year. I've tried to prepare the same every single week, whether I was the backup or the starter. Obviously, I've gotten to learn under a bunch of really good guys, players, coaches. So I've always tried to treat the weeks the same, and it's no different this week.
Can you treat this week like any other week in terms of preparing for Sunday?
I mean, honestly, I've tried to every week so far this year. For instance, I've, you know, been the backup, and my routine has been the same. And, you know, I've tried to keep it the same because, you know, I feel like if you try to overdo or overthink things, it can be detrimental. So I've just tried to prepare the way that I know how and the way that I feel good about going into the game with the game plan and so on and so forth. So I've just tried to keep things the same and you know, prepare how I know how to prepare.
How much does it help that you played under Johnson?
Oh, yeah. No, it's been great. Obviously, you know, been with him in New England for 3 years and now here for, you know, this year. And, you know, coming the offseason, you know, obviously that was good, having a good understanding of what was going on. But, you know, just like, you know, every week this year, just tried to prepare, you know, with whatever the game plan is and be as prepared as possible to go in and play.
It's kind of a follow-up to that. I think everyone that talks about you, from Coach McDaniels to the receivers, they say you just have a better grasp on this offense than anyone from how long you've been on it. How do you think all that experience kind of translates that you can channel it onto the field?
No, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's like anything, you know, like it's like anything in life. When you do something repetitively over and over again, you just get comfortable. And at the end of the day, my job is to facilitate the offense, excuse me, and in certain ways. And I got to follow my rules and, you know, try and get the ball in these guys' hands and do my job. And that's, you know, something I've just been trying to prepare hard for, and that's all I can do.
Have you been pleased with the encouragement and support you've been able to get from your teammates and your coaches just since the announcement's been made?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's been very supportive. You know, players, you know, coach, you know, Bo and Mick and, you know, Josh, everybody's been very supportive and very helpful. Any questions that I have for them about the game plan or, you know, anything, it's been really good to have the support, for sure.
Jared, obviously you don't have control over the decisions that are made and when they're made and how you get your opportunity, but you get the sensibility of, you know, you're replacing Derek, who's been here a long time, and been a fixture around here, and that's just part of it.
Right. No, I mean, obviously Derek's been here for an extremely long time, and, you know, I had a chance to speak with him, and he's just, I can't thank him enough for everything that, you know, he's helped me with, you know, personally and professionally. You know, him and his wife both have been very supportive and very welcoming to me and my wife here in our time together. And so can't, you know, speak highly enough of Derek. I mean, he's just a great human being and obviously a great football player too. So, yeah, I mean, he's obviously been here for a long time and stuff. So, you know, I'm just going to try and go out there and play the best that I can and I know how. So,
what are the goals for you for these next 2 weeks?
I mean, obviously to win. I mean, that's why we all play, is to win football games. So that's first and foremost. But, I mean, my job is to facilitate the offense and run it how it's, you know, supposed to be run. And that's all I can do is just be prepared and try to do that.
Look at these last
two games as an audition since you haven't had a lot of snaps in the regular season?
I'm not really necessarily looking at it like that. You know, two great opportunities to go out there and play with the guys in this locker room. You know, the NFL is a crazy business, so you know, I'm just trying to be prepared as best I know how and do the best I can for the guys in this locker room. But ultimately, you know, obviously the goal is to come out here and win. So that's what we're going to try and do.
What kind of challenge are your first starts against the NFL's top defense?
Yeah, it's a great challenge. I mean, I'm a firm believer in whatever it is in life that you do, you're not going to get any better unless you do it against the best. So it's going to be a great challenge, you know, for us as a team. You know, they're good on all three phases. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited about it. And I think it'd be a great challenge for us. And I know we're looking forward to it.
Any family and friends coming into town for this game now?
I do. Yeah.
You said you got to speak to Derek. Did he have any last minute advice going into such a big moment for you? Anything you took away from that conversation?
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously I'll keep most of it private between me and him, but the biggest thing, and this is what I always appreciated a lot about Derek, was just to always stay even, you know, never get too high, never get too low. Football is an imperfect sport, and you know, you try to do obviously the best you can. You prepare hard, you know, each and every week, and but to always just stay even.
Even though it was such a long time ago, how much confidence do you have in yourself just based upon the success that you even have in the preseason, you know, having an undefeated record, looking good in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I think for myself, I've always been very confident in my abilities to play football, and you know, just thankful for the opportunity to come out here and get my first start, you know, against, like I said, the best defense in the league. So, but like I said, I've always had confidence in my ability to make plays, throw the football, and to facilitate the offense. You know, that's my job, and I've worked hard at it, and you know, excited to go out there and just, you know, help these guys, you know, hopefully get a win. So,
Jared, what has Coach McDaniels talked about going into this game, not doing too much, and just playing within your means?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just part of playing quarterback, is just not trying to do too much, you know, at times, and just doing your job. I mean, that's kind of what I've it's kind of been instilled in my brain, you know, since being in the league, is just do your job, and you know, whatever that may be. It may, at one play it may not be much, and the next play it might be, you know, the biggest thing on the play. So just trying to facilitate that the best I can.
You went through some adversity of your own when you were injured, and you were out for a good time about a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, and what could that adversity like teach you about yourself?
I absolutely. I mean, I think anytime something that you love is taken away from you, you know, it kind of opens up a new perspective. And you know, having surgery, you know, at the beginning of last year, and going through all of that, you know, you just kind of, you don't really realize like what you have until it's gone. So just a super appreciation for just the game of football, and being with teammates every day on the field, the practice field, and the game field. Obviously missed that. So just tried to pour my heart and soul into each and every day, whether it be with teammates or out on the practice field, whatever it is. That's, you know, something I learned in that time where I didn't really get to do it. So.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.